USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The House adjourning until Wednesday after House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy failed to secure the speakership despite three rounds of voting.
The motion is adopted. The House stands adjourned until noon tomorrow.
McCarthy was unable to get the 218 votes needed to become speaker due to opposition from hardline Republicans. Include Texas Congressman Chip Roy.
This is about changing this town. I was sent here to get the job done, and we need the leadership and the tools to do it.
He said the party currently doesn't have the tools or leadership to, quote, stop the swamp from running over average Americans. The House has not needed more than one vote to elect the speaker in a century. Wall Street closing lower to start the new year amid more dire warnings about the days and weeks ahead financially.
More than two-thirds of the economists at 23 large financial institutions are saying the United States will have a recession in 2023. Two others are predicting a recession in 24. Government overspending is the leading cause of inflation, and when it gets real bad, recession. I'm Lance Pry.
Football fans are organizing a moment of silence vigil tonight for Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin outside the Cincinnati hospital where he's in critical condition. Hamlin collapsed on the field during Monday night's game against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bills say he spent last night in the ICU after suffering a cardiac arrest. The NFL still hasn't rescheduled the game. A cryptocurrency exchange founder makes his second appearance in a New York court today.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to fraud and other criminal charges, making his second appearance in a U.S. court following the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange. He faces over 100 years in prison, if convicted. I'm Tim Berg.
A federal task force is being launched to recover assets of victims of FTX. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Pennsylvania police are talking about the arrest of Brian Koberger, the man accused of butchering four University of Idaho students. Police Colonel Robert Ivanchik says he was shocked to learn Koberger was part of his community.
I did not imagine the investigation would lead to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. My heart goes out to the families of the victims.
His comments come after Koberger agreed to be extradited from his Pennsylvania home back to Idaho to face murder charges. A survey shows that, quote, seeking therapy is the top New Year's resolution in the most states. Seeking therapy tops the list in 12 states, followed by losing weight in 8 states. Among the states where therapy is the most popular resolution are Arizona, Florida, Missouri, and New York. The survey conducted by Zipia, an online job search agency. Storms over New Year's and a strong snowpack have led to some encouragement about ongoing drought conditions in California. In the first survey of the new year at Phillips Station near Lake Tahoe, the Sierra Nevada snowpack came in at 177% of average, one of the best early seasons readings in a long time.
Our snowpack is actually off to one of its best start in the past 40 years. However, that doesn't mean we're out of the woods quite yet.
Sean DeGuzman with the California Department of Water Resources. A Missouri inmate set to become the first transgender woman to be executed in the United States. Amber McLaughlin will be executed for stabbing an ex-girlfriend to death nearly two decades ago. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.